WTAW News time is 6:06. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Siegert 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Click Siegert1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A demolition worker at Kyle Field fell to his death yesterday. A&M System Vice Chancellor Steve Moore says the circumstances are not known how the victim fell from the fourth floor of the northeast corner of Kyle Field.
On site, we have UPD, Manhattan Vaughan, who's the main construction company, and OSHA.
The victim was identified as Angel Garcia, an employee of Lindemood Construction. After the fall, A&M shut down its collection of webcams showing real-time and archived progress of the construction. The fall was about 10 hours after five students were caught inside the construction zone. One student from A&M and four from University of Texas were arrested for criminal trespassing. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they were spotted by a security officer but ran off, climbed a fence, and got into their vehicle. A UPD patrolman stopped the group in a parking lot east of the stadium.
There's different types of equipment. There's different layers of concrete and dirt that are scattered throughout the facility, and it's really dangerous for individuals to go into that area, especially at nighttime when visibility is low.
Barone says security is on site 24 hours and UPD regularly patrols the area. The names of those arrested are online at WTAW.com. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago in College Station for aggravated sexual assault is now being held on charges from an incident in Bryan last March. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 54-year-old Isaiah Young Jr. is accused of aggravated kidnapping and improper photography of a 17-year-old.
The report was made to us on March 25th, where the male advised that he was taken by gunpoint to a secluded area and the suspect had taken photos of him.
McKeithen says after Young was arrested in College Station, Bryan detectives noted similarities in the two cases and were able to obtain enough evidence to get an arrest warrant. The operators of a longtime restaurant in the Northgate District have gone to court in an attempt to stay in business.
Cafe Excel is located in College Station's original City Hall. Last February, the City Council approved selling 3 acres of land at Welburn and Church, including the restaurant building, to a Houston developer. A $30 million project would include housing and a parking garage. The agreement also called on the developer to negotiate in good faith to include Cafe Excel. In a lawsuit filed this week, the restaurant owners accused the developers of misrepresenting the amount of parking they were supposed to receive at the new location. The owners say they were initially told it would be 42 off-street spaces, then it was 30, then last month there would be no off-street parking, then the developer ended negotiations. The restaurant owners also claim they have first right to buy the property and were willing to pay more than the developer, but the city council rejected the offer during its last meeting. The restaurant was granted a temporary restraining order blocking the sale to the developer and appointing a mediator in an attempt to resolve the dispute. The developer has 2 years to complete the 4-to-8-story project, which city officials say there's no time extension due to the legal action. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Convention and Visitors Bureau has announced the return of the state football 7-on-7 championships next July. The CVB's Kendra Fry was the point person in the negotiations to bring back the event, which was in Round Rock this year after spending the first 15 years here.
The best part is we also have another 7-on-7 event at the same time. And so we had to show them, you know, how Veterans Park would be able to handle both events on that last day. So we worked hard at just kind of sharing schematics with everybody and sending them information.
From now, it's a one-year deal.
We are going to work extra hard to make that decision easy for them and try to make it a multi-year deal.
Nearly 100 teams and 15,000 visitors are expected in town for the 3-day championship, which is expected to generate $900,000 in local business. The principal of a middle school in Hempstead has been suspended after banning students from speaking Spanish while in class. Amy Lacey was placed on paid leave pending the results of an investigation that began with an announcement she made to teachers and students over the intercom last month. KHOU Television reports more than half the student body is Hispanic. A letter was sent to parents assuring them the district nor any campus has any policy banning speaking Spanish. And we're in the home stretch of ensuring 700 children in the Brazos Valley will have gifts this Christmas. If you'd like our elves to do the shopping for Christmas angels, it's as easy as making a donation online at mychristmasangels.com or drop it off at Bryan Broadcasting offices at Crystal Park Plaza, as Philip Barker at Barker's Heating and Cooling did with a $5,000 check.
Having the kids and that experience of the Christmas for the kid is huge. So the little monetary donation that we make for this, you know, the kids that it's going to help is much bigger than the dollar amount.
Christmas angels can also be adopted at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Next Wednesday is the deadline to return your wrapped gifts. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seagirt 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here is a little holiday cheer. It's Happy Honda Days, and right now at your Honda dealer, well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR on a 2013 Civic. Not only is it packed with standard features like Pandora compatibility and hands-free calling, but it's the first car in its class to receive an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus. And just in case that doesn't get you jumping on the holiday spirit sleigh, journey with us to new holiday heights, courtesy of Michael Bolton.
Now that the snow is falling down, baby, my love is calling your name.
Everything's a little more special during Happy Honda Days. See your Honda dealer today for all our great holiday deals.
See your Central Texas Honda dealers online at centraltexashondadealers.com.
Pandora compatible with select smartphones. Wireless carriers rates apply. See dealer for financing details.
Good morning. It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Areas of fog and low cloudiness this morning will try to give way to a few breaks of sunshine. Temperatures today, 73 to 78. We'll have clouds overnight, some patchy fog, lows near 65. Lots of cloudiness during the day tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower or two. It turns cooler, 65 to 70. Scattered showers colder tomorrow night, 35 to 40. Showers are likely on Friday. It'll be much colder by then. Highs Friday, only around 40. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. Coming up, A&M women's basketball team did more than fairly well last night. The A&M men's team trying to get back on track tonight. And a couple of Aggies going into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. All that and more coming up in sports at about 6:52.
I'm so glad I got my fix of Michael Bolton before 6:15 this morning. Thanks to the Honda dealers.
And the lady didn't even call asking for music.
I know. I had no idea how much I wanted to hear Michael Bolton.
Do you feel better, though?
Oh, yeah, sure. That's great. Sneaks right in there. Just like he does in the TV commercial. I saw the TV commercial, I guess, a couple of days ago.
I smell sarcasm.
Yeah, well, you know, it's Michael Bolton. Why didn't he change his name? He's the one who sucks. All right, anyhow. So while I'm not familiar actually with the guidelines of getting rid of a unwanted taxidermed deer, it would seem that dropping it in a garbage can is not the best method. For one thing, the taxidermed deer obviously doesn't fit in your normal household garbage can, I wouldn't think. Well, it depends if it's got a big rat. Insert Dolly Parton joke. Which means that the pedestrians who are just trying to have a normal day will be confronted with the sight of this motionless dead mammal that's sticking out of the trash can and appears to be sitting upright, if you will, and staring with you, you know, those glass eyes that follow you across the room. The deer was spotted Tuesday morning, apparently in New York City.
Whoa.
Were called to monitor the situation until the Department of Sanitation arrived to haul the formerly live creature away in a truck. Guess that probably makes sense. If you want to get rid of the taxidermed deer and you don't want creepy people coming to your house, like with Craigslist, I would guess that's probably the way to go.
In Florida, they'd just try to eat it.
Well, they would, and that's the other thing. Reminds me of a story of a lady who actually was a professor at A&M, and their dog died. True story. Dog died. And it was a St. Bernard or Pyrenees. I mean, it's a big dog.
Okay.
Pretty much put it in a giant garbage bag and put it at the curb.
Oh!
Yeah, it made the news at that time because obviously that's when the sanitation department said, that's not the way we do things here.
It's going to be a good morning.
Yeah. But they did at least put it out on the morning of garbage day.
Well, that's nice.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
And stink the place up.
Info,
Mission.
And, are we doing the show in French today?
No, it's just being silly.
Oh, okay. Right, there you go. Got that. Drove down the street just to get him. Took a train, a plane, a bus. But then I guess if we had people from the garbage or the sanitation department come in and tell us stories, I'm sure we would have some.
That could be a weekly segment.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning. It's 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here we go as we begin to celebrate this, the 4th of December. We got 27 days left. Go out and shop and do all the things you need to. It's National Cookie Day.
Hey!
Why not celebrate?
With a sugar cookie from Blue Baker?
Well, that'd work. It would. As a matter of fact, they have some special Christmas. And you know what? Look, I'm just going to make a decision right here. Yesterday, what we did is for anybody who pledged $200 or more, we gave them a rush book.
Mm-hmm.
And also a really handy 2014 jar opener that doubles as a calendar, that triples as a mouse pad. And I think we'll just do that again today.
Really?
Yeah. I mean,
why not?
Well, you're feeling generous.
Well, we did, you know, I think we did about five yesterday, and we have about five more books, and the books get here today, by the way. But anyway, if you'd like to do that, either as an organization or as an individual, then we'll just... You know, we'll do that.
It was over $1,000 yesterday.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah,
plus the $5,000 from Barker's. That's not a bad day.
Not at all. No. But anyway, 695-1620 now, and then after 8 o'clock, then we'll move it over and we'll let the young ladies up front do that. But if you want to pledge that money this morning, what we'll do is we'll just take your name and phone number, and then our Elfettes will get back in touch with you to make arrangements to...
the Elfettes.
Well, also today is National Dice Day. Okay. And it's also Wear Brown Shoes Day.
Oh.
Unfortunate that the brown shoe lobby felt like they had to get their own day. But I mean, you know, at certain situations where you can wear brown shoes, like if it matches something. All right, for birthdays, we got
Marissa Tomei is 49 years old. Oh. Tyra Banks is 40 years old. Kevin Sussman from The Big Bang Theory, 43. Mm-hmm. Your favorite, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
His real name is Sean Carter.
Okay.
He's 44. Fred Armisen is 47. He's the guy that played or used to play Obama on Saturday Night Live.
Well, but he's in a Saturday Night Live still, but he's on a show called Portlandia.
Yeah.
Which is really one of my
My brother loves
That's a great show.
Well, it is. It's a very strange show.
He's always having me watch portions of it because it reminds him of me.
Well, it's different. That's for sure. Okay, here we go.
Chelsea Noble is 49. She was, I can't remember the guy.
I don't either. Yeah, right.
Growing Pains, anyway. Kirk Cameron. Oh. And she ended up playing his girlfriend and then married him in real life.
Uh-huh.
She's 49. Jeff Bridges, the dude.
Oh.
His dudeness, El Duderino.
This is a guy really interesting. And just through really good movie choices is, this guy is a hot property right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good singer. Won an Oscar, didn't he, for that movie?
For that country music part.
As you say, he's in The Big Lebowski.
Yes, sir. Right. He's 64. Jethro Bodine Clampett.
Wow.
Max Baer is 76 years old.
He's been riding that horse a long time.
Yes, sir. He truly has.
I don't believe that we saw him do much else after that. Okay.
And Wink Martindale, 79 years old today.
Wow. He had a hit song called The Deck of Cards.
Did he?
He did, as a matter of fact. And then there's Boom Boom Freddie Cannon.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
Yeah, him. Palisades Park.
Written by?
Chuck Berry.
Nice job.
No, Chuck Barris.
Chuck Barris is correct.
Yeah, it's, see, when you, that's, There's important stuff I don't have up there, right?
Exactly.
On Saturday, December 7th, the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl takes place at Merrill Green Stadium. General admission tickets are available now for only $5. Free admission with a student ID or anyone 18 and under. Navarro takes on Hines Community College in the second annual Brazos Valley Bowl. Bring the family, bring some friends, enjoy the football, and support another great event in Bryan College Station. For more information, visit BrazosValleyBowl.com. That's BrazosValleyBowl.com.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So while the federal government has squeezed on one side of the sequester and the other looming partial shutdown of the government, the State Department, well, they were spending heavily on booze for their embassies abroad. Washington Times reports that the department spent about $180,000 on alcohol in September and $400,000 in all of 2012. That's three times the $118,000 spent in 2008. Now, this booze tab reportedly has risen every year since then, but the end of fiscal 2012 saw a particular spike. Part of the reason could be towards the end of that year, federal agencies often try to spend what's left in their budgets to reduce the risk that Congress will target them for cuts. Yeah, let's spend it on booze, bourbon, whiskey, vodka, beer. Oh, and by the way, $17 trillion in debt.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You save, your guests rave. Now, that's how it is at Blinds.com. The holidays are a busy time for my family, and I'm sure yours as well. And when we needed new blinds, my wife and I, we went to Blinds.com, and we saved a bundle. Now, take my advice. Replace those old window coverings with beautiful designer, big-name blind shade shutters and drapes from our friends at Blinds.com. And if you hurry now, you get 10 to 20% off top brands right now. Plus, you get free color samples, free shipping, no sales tax in most states. Blinds.com, their prices crush home improvement store prices. That's Blinds.com.
If you drink energy shots or tried them and didn't like them, here are four reasons to switch to Energize. First, Energize is a tablet, so there's no bitter taste. Second, Energize provides energy slowly over time with no jitters or crash. Third, because it's sustained release, Energize gives you energy all day, not just a few hours. Last, Energize is half the cost per serving of the leading energy shot. No bitter taste, no jitters, and no crash. All day energy, half the cost. Energize. Look for Energize at Walgreens and select Walmarts nationwide. Get coupon savings at tryenergize.com.
Haphazardly holiday shopping for clients? Do tell. I've got to get all my clients and friends gifts before I leave town. I don't have time to run all over finding something special for everyone. Do people still sell those blankets with sleeves?
Pump the blanket brakes there, snuggle buddy. For Specs has Texas's largest selection of lower-priced wines, champagnes, spirits, and even specialized gourmet gift baskets. What say Sleevey Wonder now?
Specs lower-priced wine cases and gourmet gift baskets runneth over with people-pleasing perfection. And believe me, these mountains of holiday cheer will last long into the new year.
You certainly put the extra in extravagant. And with Specs lower prices, you'll save enough to clone yourself for the holidays. You're welcome. Specs wines, spirits, and finer foods. Cheers to savings.
Many happy returns. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Mike Weinstein. A group of savvy investors is about to realize a windfall from betting on a bankrupt airline. When American Airlines parent AMR filed for Chapter 11 protection, the stock price plummeted to 20 cents a share. So several people gobbled up those shares, which are now trading at around $11 apiece. We heard from automakers about sales yesterday. Winners included the Detroit 3 of Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors, but Toyota and Nissan also reported double-digit percentage gains. Only loser really was Honda. Shares of Ford fell nearly 3% though on that news, and shares of GM lost 2.5%. NASDAQ futures currently up 3, S&P 500 futures up a fraction. And a file trading website has been ordered by a Florida judge to pay $80 million in damages to a trade group representing Hollywood studios. Hotfile was found liable for copyright infringement back in August. It's a big victory for those fighting against online piracy. I'm Mike Weinstein with the Dow Jones Money Report.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a warm place on a cold day.
I
want to
be a football stadium.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life.
Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever from the number one name in acne care. If your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-267-6064. 1-800-267-6064. That number again is 1-800-267-6064.
Hey, what kind of sub is that?
It's a Subway Big Hot Pastrami.
Subway Big Hot Pastrami?
No. Pastrami.
Pastrami!
What? Hey, get back here! Pastrami!
No, pastrami!
Look, it's the Subway Big Hot Pastrami!
Want to split it?
A little late for that.
Get your own Subway Big Hot Pastrami. Tender pepper-crusted beef. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles, or try the Big Philly Cheesesteak, both part of the Big Cheese Duo. Hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants.
The guide to better living in the Brazos Valley is the Brazos Life Annual Manual. This magazine features the who's who, what's what, and where's where in the Brazos Valley. From who to call when the electricity goes out, to where to go for an electric night on the town. The Brazos Life Annual Manual is packed with everything to see and do in the Brazos Valley. To advertise your business in the Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
627 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling, offering a loaner program. If your unit goes down and you want to stay comfy, then they'll bring a loaner out there while they work on yours. 690-2278 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. Well, you know it. You've heard it. There's going to be changes. 81 for a high temperature today. Then 64 tonight, maybe a little bit of drizzle. We'll get up to 64 tomorrow, and then things really do drastically change as the temperature begins to fall. There'll be a 50% chance of precipitation. Then on Thursday night, just not pleasant. Low of 36 degrees with a 70% chance of rain. But on Friday, we're looking at a 70% chance of showers and a high of only 38. Oops. You know, we told you yesterday it wasn't going to get below freezing. Well, Friday night apparently it will, so we got a chance of some sleet and snow and that kind of stuff, about 30%. And then Saturday we have a 50% chance of the same stuff with a high above, we'll get above freezing up to 37. So, boy, it's even not nicer than we thought. Right now winds from the south at 6, 93% relative humidity. A little fog and mist out there, and it's 64.
How much of your behavior and your ability to change your behavior is influenced by the people around you? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-210-6779. That's 800-210-6779. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-210-6779. 800-210-6779. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
Changing any significant behavior like losing weight is hard, partly because we typically don't have a plan.
So if you don't have a plan for how you're going to change your behavior, then invariably something comes up that's going to get in your way. It could be a temptation, like that wonderful ice cream setting itself in your path.
Art Markman, author of the book Smart Change.
It could be a really stressful day. It could be a situation in which a family member is asking you to do something that's precisely the behavior you're trying to avoid. Whatever it is, you have to have a plan in advance for how it is that you're going to deal with these situations so that you're not trying to figure it out at the last minute.
The people around you have a huge impact on your behavior and your ability to change it.
if you are hanging around people who tend to drink a lot of alcohol, then you're going to drink a lot of alcohol as well. And what that means is that if you want to stop drinking so much, you have to spend your time with people who aren't drinking so much.
People often give up trying to change because they slip back into their old behavior once.
And what you need to do instead is to treat your failures as a part of the process of change. Rather than saying, you know, once I fail, I've really failed completely, you have to have a little self-compassion, and that there are going to be days where you take a step back.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 65 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, with the highest level trauma center in the region. We're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A Bryan man arrested 2 weeks ago in College Station for aggravated sexual assault is now being held on charges from an incident in Bryan last March. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 54-year-old Isaiah Young Jr. is accused of aggravated kidnapping and improper photography of a 17-year-old.
The report was made to us on March 25th, where the male advised that he was taken by gunpoint to a secluded area and the suspect had taken photos of him.
McKeithen says after Young was arrested in College Station, Bryan detectives noted similarities in the two cases and were able to obtain enough evidence to get an arrest warrant. The Caulfield expansion project continued after a demolition worker fell four stories to his death yesterday. A&M System Vice Chancellor Steve Moore identified the victim as Angel Garcia, an employee of Lindemood Construction.
The worker was working on level four in the northeast end of Caulfield.
The fall also led to A&M shutting down three web cameras, which were showing progress of the construction from the east, west, and north sides of the stadium. 10 hours before the fall, university police arrested five students for criminal trespassing after they went inside the construction zone. Lieutenant Alan Barone says the fencing and signage are there, along with 24-hour security, to keep people out because of safety concerns.
But those that ignore those fences, ignore those signs, you know, are going to be arrested and charged with criminal trespass. And we are doing everything that we can to try to deter, you know, individuals from entering that facility.
Online at WTAW.com are the names of those arrested. One student attends A&M and the others go to the University of Texas. For 3 days next July, 15,000 visitors will be in town for the return of the 7-on-7 state football championships. It's the return of an event that was on the A&M campus for 15 years but was moved to Round Rock this year due to NCAA and SEC rules. Kendra Fry of the Convention and Visitors Bureau was part of the team that negotiated the new agreement.
We brought in the executive director of the state board, and he came in and we took him for a nice site visit. Of course, the day that we did that, it was bleeding and it was cold, but we took him over to Veterans Park and showed him everything there, and they're so excited that everything is all in one location and close together.
The CBB estimates the event, featuring 96 teams, will bring $900,000 to local businesses. A $30 million project in the Northgate District is the subject of a lawsuit filed this week in Brazos County District Court.
Last February, the College Station City Council voted to sell 3 acres at Welburn and Church to a Houston developer for a multi-story complex of housing, parking, and retail. One of the conditions was to negotiate the relocation of Cafe Excel, which would lose its more than 20-year home in the original City Hall building. The restaurant owners claim the developers have not exercised good faith by eliminating any off-street parking, and the owners believe their current lease with the city gives them the first right to purchase the land, which, according to the lawsuit, they offered more than the developer, but was recently rejected by the city council. City manager Kelly Templin says the restaurant owners have postponed, quoting, a meticulous year-long public process intended to bring quality private investment to Northgate. For now, a temporary restraining order has blocked the land sale, and the judge assigned the case has named a mediator in an attempt to resolve the matter. And the clock keeps ticking for the developer, according to city officials. The developer has until January 2016 to complete the project. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Thanks to your shopping local businesses, those business owners give back to the community. One example is Philip Barker at Barker's Heating and Cooling dropping off a $5,000 check to our annual Christmas Angels campaign.
I've got four kids myself. My youngest one is adopted, so anything that I can do to give back to kids is great. And kids are the future of the community anyway, so anything we can do to help them make their, you know, Christmas time enjoyable is, I think, a very good charity.
We're still looking for Christmas gifts for more than 200 children. Learn more about the Christmas Angels at both Blue Baker restaurants in College Station and online at mychristmasangels.com. And former President George H.W. Bush has received another award. The Lyndon B. Johnson Foundation presented their second LBJ Liberty and Justice for All Award at Bush's Houston office. Joining Bush and his wife Barbara were Johnson's two daughters, Lucy Baines Johnson and Linda Johnson Robb. The first award was given to Georgia Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 65 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Red Cashin. Over the years, life has presented me with many great experiences and a few health challenges. At those times, St. Joseph has always been my first choice. I trust their care, and that's kept me going strong, both on and off the field. Today, the experiences keep coming, and I'm able to enjoy them. Thanks to St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Remember the old adage that states imitation is the best form of flattery? Well, nothing rings truer than in the roofing industry. Schulte Roofing, the leader in all types of roof installations, has trained many of his competitors. So when you need a solid, bulletproof roofing contractor, go with Schulte Roofing. His competitors did. Call Schulte Roofing at 1-800-4-ROOF or visit them on the web at schulteroofing.com.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
All right, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. That's anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here are the numbers.
Skies, they'll have clouds and some areas of fog this morning. Then they'll become kind of partly sunny for a while later today. It'll be 73 to 78. Clouds will fill back in overnight. There could be some fog. By morning, we're 65. Cloudy and cooler tomorrow, 65 to 70. There's the chance of a couple of showers. Showers are possible tomorrow night, lows 35 to 40. Friday, scattered showers, high temperatures on Friday around 40 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
You knew it was going to be a roller coaster early on in the preseason, trying to establish your roster and trying to establish who plays where.
And they're still trying to figure that out. That's Coach Billy Kennedy, and we'll find out a little more about the basketball team later on this evening as they take on Houston. The ladies did pretty well against San Diego State. Plus, we've got two, and we being the Aggies, have two going into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. We'll get to all that more in sports, and we'll do it for you here in about 10 minutes.
Okay, we probably need to go into a little bit more detail about the weather because it's going to get to the point where it's inconvenient.
To say the least.
And, you know, the good thing is, at least for us, that there's a chance of wintry mix. So, of course, that immediately means that people are going to say, oh, my God, it's going to snow 8 inches. Well, it's not, okay? That's not going to happen.
Yeah, a Texas wintry mix is not the same as a North Carolina wintry mix.
We're talking sprinkles and maybe freezing drizzle, okay? But I'm sure that there are weather outlets out there who are talking about there's going to be a chance of snow. But the thing is, when it happens, it'll be either Friday night or Saturday. Okay, and again, it's only getting down to 29. It will have rained. You have a wet surface, and even if you got any snow and it hits the wet surface, it melts. Okay, there. Now that I've ruined your Christmas dreams, if we get any of this stuff, it's just going to be an annoyance. Look for a low temperature, though, on Friday night of about 29 degrees.
And then Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then we'll get up to a 37 on a Saturday. Now, let's see. Consol plays when? Do they play Saturday?
Saturday.
At Temple. So, and that's in the afternoon, right?
I believe that is correct. I think they go at 2.
All right. So that's...
Brazos Valley Bowl kicks at noon.
Yeah. So those things, you know, they'll be kind of an annoyance to get to. And then it'll freeze again on Saturday night, probably at 32. And there may be some freezing drizzle during the day on Sunday. But again, you're probably at home. and you're only getting out for church or whatever. It's not like you have to be out to, you know, do other stuff. So, you know, if you want to enjoy the nice weather, that's today. It's 80, it's 81 today, and never mind that it's going to be 50 degrees cooler, I don't know, 3 days from now. So it's just the weather that we have around.
Something there to think about, too, is they're going to make the announcement for what's going on at Wolfpin Creek, Christmas at the Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Some of those announcements will be made on Friday.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's going to be, you know, little snowflakes out there doing stuff, and parents...
My little snowflake.
That's it. I mean, parents want to support their kiddos, but they also don't want to stand outside when it's 29 degrees.
Yeah, I don't even love her that much.
Yeah, well, and the kids don't want to be out there in their you know, costumes. You know, if you got on a fiber fill, that's okay, but that doesn't dancing in fiber fill doesn't work very well.
Just saying. Unless you're the Stay Puft Marshmallow
Man.
Well,
then that would work, yeah. Okay, so we're going to call it healthcare.gov redemption tour.
Oh, my goodness.
President Obama
Healthcare.gov do-over?
Yeah, something. Well, we're all feeling better about ourselves now that they feel confident enough that you could actually go up onto the website and it hasn't crashed. Never mind it's not secure enough to make you feel good, but, you know, the administration is now believes that they have their little fun there on the Internet there for you to look at. Monday, the first weekday after the website repairs, proved busy. By 3 p.m., the site had 800,000 unique visits, and it processed 18,000 enrollments in the most recent 24-hour period. Heard George Will yesterday, and he said it's very interesting. If you parse the sentences, the government was beating their chest saying, we fixed more than 400 problems with the Internet website. Okay, that means that they admitted that there were at least
400
problems. Good night, nurse.
So... They said, didn't we do a good job? Yeah, okay, fine. Sure.
There's a security guy on CNN yesterday. He said, we reported 400 problems or so, or X number of serious problems.
Uh-huh.
The announcement that they made, we fixed all of these problems. None of them had to do with security.
Okay.
None of them.
Well, and again, I think that we still consider that to be the biggest problem because...
I'm not giving them any of my information.
Right. I mean, what makes you think it's not going to be very hackable? The three-week PR effort... to tout the law's benefits, expected to include a variety of speeches and social media outreach and other events. Oh, good. I hope they do all sorts of fun things with candy and presents. People dressed like Santa telling them to go to the website, healthcare.gov, so you can see all that stuff. But we'll see. Republicans have continued to push for the repeal of the law, of course. They're increasing their criticism for failing to offer an alternative, however, and it would be nice to have an alternative from the Republicans. I think we talked to Bill Flores today. We'll see what Republican leadership wants to do there. Now, what is probably something that the Obama people should notice is a poll in California, says that over half of the registered voters at 51% approve the way that the president is doing his job, but 55% say that the country as a whole is on the wrong track. These are the highest disapproval ratings, actually, that Obama's had in California since he's been in office. I mean, if you've got almost half the voters disapproving of the way he's handling health care in California, can you imagine where people are rational how they're thinking?
Well, that's People's Republic of.
Yeah, that's true.
Pretty big deal for sure.
News that the website is vastly improved is being contested, by the way. Insurers began sounding the alarm over the errors, still plaguing the back end of the site where you actually buy the coverage. In other words, the first two or three clicks, it looks good, but when you get into the mechanics of it, they're still having problems right there.
Because they can't get the information that's available to hackers online.
There you are. That's right. Come on, I want to steal some information. Oh, and by the way... add Notre Dame to the group of people taking legal action over the new federal rules that make it mandatory to cover birth control.
Ooh, that's not the one you want to get involved with.
Catholic University filed suit yesterday in South Bend. The lawsuit says that Obamacare violates the school's religious freedom, given that church doctrine considers contraception taboo. Some businesses filed suits previously over the mandate, but again, this is kind of a high profile right there. Now, the other thing that Republicans are going to start talking about when it comes to Obamacare, now they're going to start centering on, and this is probably a pretty smart thing to do when you want to talk about what's wrong with Obamacare. They're talking about Americans' reduced ability to see the doctor of their choice. Because if you've been seeing your doctor, your GP or something like that, and you have a relationship and you're comfortable with that doctor, and now under Obamacare, for whatever reason, you won't be able to, you personally feel like your level of care has been diminished.
Well, certainly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in rural areas, and you know they've created a relationship with a doctor in some other area that they consider their personal network, but now the networks are chalked up with different lines, and suddenly it's like, well, too bad, you're
That's
just
right.
a loser.
And so when you start, but when you start, again, we don't care about anybody else, we care about ourselves,
right.
And when we become impacted, by golly, it's time to make a change. So we'll see what happens. And, of course, the Republicans remind us that the Obama administration had told us, if you like your doctor, you keep your plan. You like your plan, you keep your plan.
I went over that yesterday. It's if Obama likes your plan, you can keep your plan.
I know, but pay no attention to that. It's just it was just a mistake that he didn't read it properly on the teleprompter.
We just heard him wrong.
That's right. And so, you know, that's it. Oh, and by the way, Bernie Sanders, he's an independent who's a United States senator from Vermont. That's the answer to a trivia question. He is going to run for president. He's decided he's already kicked off. He tells MSNBC, it seems to me that it would be a real disgrace where the needs of working families, the needs of the middle class, and the needs of the elderly are not being met. Let's see. Nobody's ever run on the idea of making life better for working families or middle class or the elderly. Way to go, Bernie. Glad to have you. Glad to have you in the game. And really, that's about it. And, you know, yesterday, I think they did they're doing Christmas tree lightings now, and everybody's feeling good about themselves, and we're embracing the other party. And so that's why this is the kinder, gentler phase of Washington, D.C., where everybody gets to go to the cocktail parties at the lobby.
Because they're only working for 5 days in December.
Really, yeah, I mean, how much trouble could they get in?
Wait a minute.
Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the customs of Christmas, brought to you 3 times daily by Galleria Day Spa, voted best of the Brazos for 10 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time of year again, Producers Expo 2013, Saturday, December 7th from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license, plus valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tag, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2013 on Saturday, December 7th. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
As great as gardening can be, certain aspects are simply hard work. That's why we invest in tools that will make the jobs easier. Tools turn toil into triumph. Pity so often we don't take care of the tools so they'll last as long as possible. Fall is a great time to change all of that. Since you're going to put many of the tools away for the winter, this is a good time to address tool maintenance issues. I'll be back with details right after this message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. If you're trying to protect your investment in tools, let's start with gasoline engines. They need to be run until they're empty. Gasoline deteriorates when it's stored for more than a few weeks. If you have an engine that's going to be idle for a couple of months or longer, drain it carefully when it's cool, or better yet, run it until it shuts down. Disconnect the spark plug wire, then remove and replace the plug. If you're uncomfortable doing any of that, get your equipment in now for repairs rather than waiting until the bustle of spring activities. You want to clean housings of mowers, trimmers, tillers, and other heavy power equipment. Scrape off any caked plant debris. Use a wire brush if necessary to get down to the metal. Check wheels to be sure they're operating properly. If any parts are damaged or missing, place an order now so your equipment will be ready come spring. With the season for major pruning near at hand, have your chainsaw and pruning saws and shears sharpened. You save yourself a lot of hard work, and the cuts you make will be cleaner so the plants will heal more quickly. Oil all of the cutting blades to keep them from rusting or corroding. Scrape hoe and shovel heads with a putty knife to remove all the accumulated clay and debris. Again, use a wire brush for the final cleaning. Sharpen the cutting surfaces with a file and oil all the metal parts to keep them from rusting. Hang the tools in the garage or tool shed to protect them from the humid weather ahead. If you have shovels, rakes, hoes, or other hand tools with broken handles, take this chance to replace them. Good home centers and hardware stores sell all manners and sizes of replacement wood handles, and the task takes only a couple of minutes. You want to bring hoses into the garage if you do not intend to use them over the winter. If you have a hose that you do expect to use periodically, at least disconnect it from the house to prevent freeze damage through the faucet. Surprisingly, those faucets are freeze-proof only so long as you don't leave hoses attached in freezing weather. Bring all hose end sprinklers indoors before it turns really cold. Many have small orifices that can clog with ice and then break as the ice expands. Along the same line, disconnect pumps from water fountains if they're vulnerable to freezing. You may even want to toss a small block of wood into shallow ponds to absorb the shock of the expanding ice. That will protect the masonry side walls of the pond or fountain. That's most important, of course, in the cooler parts of the state. I'm Neil Sperry, landscaping the narrow spaces in our next Plant Talk, Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening and happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The number 23 Texas A&M women's basketball team led wire to win in convincing fashion, to say the least, 72-35 over San Diego State. Carla Gilbert and Courtney Williams each had double-doubles for the Aggies and were two of four Aggs in double figures. Needless to say, Coach Blair was pleased.
Our team was ready to play tonight. We did not watch one film. The coaches did with the team on San Diego State. We only watched film on ourselves because our job was to get better as a basketball team and react to situations. We played a lot of different matchup zones in there, and a lot. Starkey did a good job of just changing things up, and we had no intention of playing that much, but they were not shooting well from the outside, so we just stayed in it. And I think the kids are starting to get with it. And that defense is also a little bit better for Carla because we can keep her out of trouble a little bit better.
With that win, they earned career win number 650 for Coach Blair, becoming just the 19th women's basketball coach and the fifth coach who coached in the SEC to reach that milestone. After a rough week in Corpus Christi's tournament, dropping two in a row, Coach Billy Kennedy thinks the Aggie men's team need to dial it up just a little bit.
You knew it was going to be a roller coaster early on in the preseason, trying to establish your roster and trying to establish who plays where. But we need to figure it out quick. You know, we don't have time. We got games that are on the schedule that we need to win.
Look, to return to their winning ways, the Aggs are back in action at home tonight at 7 when they host Old Southwest Conference rival Houston. And here's Billy Kennedy on the Cougars.
Tyshawn Thomas is one of the best players in the country. He was all-league player last year for him, 6'8", 240, can score the basketball. Lyndon Rose is a transfer from Baylor who's eligible right away, who's playing good minutes for him as a sophomore. And Gerard Stiggers is a guy who started for him all last year and can really shoot the ball. So they're a very athletic team, up and down. We're going to see zone. You know, we'll be prepared for it. We got to make some shots, something we haven't consistently done.
A&M and U of H both entered a contest tonight with a record of 6-2. Texas A&M football legends Charlie Kruger and Dat Wynn will be inducted into the Texas Sports Hall of Fame in the class of 2014 Thursday, February the 27th. Kruger, a three-year letterman from 55 to 57, was a two-time All-Southwest Conference player and an All-American tackle for Paul Bear Bryant. went on to play for the Niners for 15 years, and Dat Nguyen, a four-year letter winner starting in 95, remained the Ags' all-time leading tackler with 517 career stops. He was a consensus All-American, as well as winning the Lombardi Award and the Bednarik Trophy, and was drafted by the Dallas Cowboys in 1996.
Drop it off to Dirk, stepping in with three, at Silverzeller, and looking for a foul call, didn't get it, but Dirk's got 14 and the Mavericks are within two.
Dirk Nowitzki was one of 10 from the field in the first half. Well, he recovered from that and got 25 points on the night, and the Mavericks kept Charlotte from winning in Dallas ever, 89-82. Montel Ellis took over late and after struggling for most of the game as well. They together scored 19 points to help the Maverick outscore Charlotte 29-15 in the fourth quarter. Hopping over now to the ice of the NHL, Kari Latinen had a season-high and career-high save total of 47, and Antoine Roussel lit the lamp late for the Dallas Stars.
Roussel in, poke check by Crawford, a penalty coming up, and it's going to be a penalty shot for the Dallas Stars. Roussel with a chance now to restore the Dallas lead. In he comes on Crawford, Roussel scores! What a move by Antoine Roussel!
The Dallas Stars snapped the Chicago Blackhawks' six-game winning streak with a 4-3 win last night. Valerie Nushkin had a goal and assist for the Stars, who had dropped four of the last five, including consecutive shootout losses at home in the previous two games. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620, WTAW.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Finally, someone combined the best of a lawn tractor with the versatility of a John Deere tractor. Stop in Sioux Falls Prater today and check out the one family subcompact utility tractor. Hurry in and get a 1023E subcompact tractor, John Deere D120 loader, and John Deere 60D Auto Connect mid-mount mower for $14,397. Visit cptractor.com to find a location near you. Offer ends 3/3/2014. Prices and model availability may vary. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms available. See dealer for details and other financing options.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City.